KSL News Time 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's new NHL team was greeted to the cheers of youth hockey players from across the state, holding up signs that read "Welcome to Utah" and making sure they felt a warm Utah welcome. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, old dynamite found in a home in Holiday had to be detonated overnight. Authorities say the dynamite had been left in the basement for decades. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Right lane blocked with an accident northbound I-15 at the point of the mountain. Traffic is starting to move a little bit better. However, we still have residual delays through Lehigh. And then northbound I-15, an accident right about 1300 south. It's on the shoulder, but part of the slowing that stretches back to South Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of a south breeze, we'll push the mercury to 81 today. Then we've got cooler, wetter weather coming. I'm Matt Johnson.
79 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Arizona House lawmakers approving a measure to repeal the Civil War era abortion law. ABC's Jacqueline Lee is in Phoenix.
Three Republicans joined Democrats to repeal this law. So right now it passed the House. It means it has to go to the Senate next. And keep in mind, here in Arizona, Republicans control both the House and the Senate. So for three Republicans to join Democrats, that is a big deal. That is Matt Gress, Tim Dunn, and Justin Wilmoth, all Republican representatives who joined Democrats.
The U.S. Supreme Court today heard arguments over Idaho's strict abortion law and whether doctors are required under a federal rule to perform emergency abortions when the mother's health is in danger. In New York, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University and condemned the pro-Palestinian protests and anti-Semitism on campus, raising safety concerns for Jewish students. He called for Columbia's president to resign. Protests over the Israel-Hamas war have spread to other college campuses. This is ABC.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing a case about an abortion ban, the one in Idaho. Joining me live, ABC News correspondent Perry Russum. Thanks for joining us. Can you give us the thumbnail sketch about this case?
Yeah, sure. So basically, we're looking at the scope of this abortion ban in Idaho, where there are exceptions only for rape, incest, and to prevent the death of the woman. So the question is, what does this mean for women who are facing serious health issues, need an abortion, but aren't going to die right then and there? So it's this death versus serious health issues. So what about women facing infertility, kidney failure, things that are, you know, very serious medical issues but will not kill them? And the Biden administration is arguing that Idaho's law is in violation of this federal law that requires emergency room physicians at hospitals that receive Medicare funds to offer stabilizing treatment to all patients whose health is in jeopardy.
So did we get any clue about how the individual members of the court might vote on this one? Because in addition to being a vote about abortion, it automatically becomes a political hot potato.
Yeah, right. So the justices seemed pretty split on this idea. And what was kind of notable with this was that Justice Amy Coney Barrett, one of the conservative justices, had some reservations about Idaho's law. We'll have to see where they vote in the next couple of months. But Justice Kagan brought up this example. You know, what if a woman is at risk of losing her reproductive organs? You know, she's not going to die because of that, but she'll lose the ability to have kids in the future. Can she have an abortion then? So there's a few hypotheticals these justices are looking at the next few months before they release their decision, probably around June.
Meantime, we have this Arizona abortion law from the 1860s. Does that relate to this Idaho case?
So this one's a little bit different. The Arizona law specifically, you know, just about getting rid of all abortions pretty much in Arizona. You know, Republicans were the ones that were pushing this weeks ago, and now it seems they're starting to backtrack. We saw Republicans nationally backtracking. Now at the state level in the House of Representatives just for Arizona, it seems like, you know, they are starting to repeal this slowly, but now it goes to the Senate in Arizona, which is also Republican. So a few more steps to see where this goes. Some Republicans in the House in Arizona did flip, so it seems some House senators will have to flip as well before it goes to the governor to sign. But the governor ultimately could veto that as well.
Perry Russum, we appreciate it. ABC News correspondent joining us live on the Idaho abortion ban in the U.S. Supreme Court.